A funam, good morning and buenos dias, wherever you are in the world. This is your boy JSkills19. If it ain't got a 1-9, it ain't mine.
And this is your friendly neighborhood wordsmith, LT Shaw, the writer.
And together we are the Unapologetically Loud Podcast, where we bring a lot of general topics and have just very great discussions, guys, where we meet each other in the middle because everyone has an opinion, but doesn't mean you can't be an ass about it.
Right. How's life treating you today?
Man, life is lifing, dog. Like, I'm feeling good about life. Like, I could just wake up every day and be mad and miserable and mad at the world, but I choose not to because my glass, I look at the world just half empty, half full, you know?
Speaking of mad, dude. So, you've been making content for a minute.
For a good minute. Unconsistently, but for a minute now at this point.
How do you feel when a complete stranger likes your stuff, follows your stuff, versus family and friends who follow you too?
I'm so glad you said something about that. Let me go off. let me go off real quick. Bro, it's offered me some perspective, guys. It's offered me perspective for the simple fact as people, right? Even we're gonna make this just about our people, right? Of the black community, right? We do not support each other until we already made it. We don't support you when you're down. We don't support you when you're just getting started. We don't support you with 1,000 views, 10,000 views, only with 1,200,000. We don't support anybody until they make it. And I know for a fact, people that have seen me since, that have known me since grade school, college, high school, and people out in the world, they know it. They know I make content. I don't talk about it, but I make videos. You can see it will randomly pop up and just randomly have a conversation about it, but I have more strangers liking my stuff than people that know I do this for full time, that know I want to quit my job to do this for the rest of my life, and know that I'm passionate about this and I love doing this.
I will say too, for like on my end, like when it comes to like our community, at least the engagement, I see people within my niche who look like me fuck with me, but like it's very hard to get like to try and reach out beyond it, you know, say hey, you know, I know you don't read too often, but, you know, this is something, you know, that you can help contribute.
Read a motherfucking book. Books are cool.
Yeah, man, especially when the covers are dope, too.
Oh, dude, your covers are awesome.
they're all right, but I do find it hard to, like, you know, I see more people who look like me in my niche fuck with me than the people who look like me who are in my day-to-day who I can, like, reach out and touch, but hey, what's up?
I like that. I really do like how you put that. That's dope,
like,
bro.
Because, like, I'm sure you can see, like, other black comedians who might fuck with you and, like, black anime people who might fuck with you, but, like, when it comes to, like, hey, Chris, that I see every fucking day, you want to help your brother out? You know, help your brother out and, like, you know, like, support myself? Like, man. So I got to, like it and share it? Yes.
Yes.
Or, like, for me, like, or for an author, like, is the book good? I'm not going to I don't recommend shit that I don't think is good.
If I've learned anything about dealing with Lamocracy and just dealing with, like, recommendations, his recommendations have never steered me wrong with books, TV, and just great shows. You've never steered me wrong. No. But when it comes, again, if you recommend something to me, I know for a fact it's dope and it's gonna nourish me as a person in my soul. Mm-hmm. But
like 2 seconds off topic.
Yes.
What we watched last night.
We watched Nope by Jordan Peele. And oh my goodness, guys, I'm so sorry, Jordan Peele. I didn't watch it when it first came out in theaters. I'm so sorry for not supporting you, but I'm glad I did watch it. It was great. It was great from start to finish. It was a great suspenseful thriller, and I loved every second of it. It wasn't one of those, oh, is everybody going to die? Oh, is there going to be blood? No, it's just like, what is next? What's going to happen next? What is, like, I'm just waiting for the next scene to pop off, bro. I don't care how it is. It didn't even feel like, for that to be a 2-hour and 15-minute movie, I didn't even feel like that. And you know how I get. If a movie's boring to me or something I'm not interested in, you know me. I will fall asleep on it because I'm just like, oh, yeah, watch it.
I can't check to make sure, like, okay, I hope it. But then, I saw you sip the most when, like, towards the end when they had, like, the little Dub Dimmadome fucking floppy dude.
Dub Dimmadome!
The one that would deflate.
Man.
I saw you'd get, like...
Oh, hold on, let me sit up for, like, this.
Looking like they would reinflate, you're like, okay. Oh,
man.
You backed up. The music, the cinematography.
Man.
The
cast chemistry, dog,
It felt like, yeah. I just wanted to say that, though, but, like... good movie, dope people.
Shout out Monkey Palm Productions.
Yes, but again, that's also a good thing of like not taking a shot at Jordan Peele, because if I could meet you, Jordan Peele, and work on a project, I will. But like, we're more likely to support someone who's super established than someone who's in the process of that. And why is that? Like we always talk about, oh man, I fuck with that artist when they were on the come up, and now they look at him. Now, and I was there, I fucked with him. But then, but what about your boy? He's on the come up. He has ideas. He, she, they, them, so on. All the pronouns across the board are working on something, and you can see the process. You know, it's not like, oh well, I don't see him in the studio. I don't see him in the back painting or drawing or writing. You are there with them. And man, yet there is such this like aversion to want to help them, to want to put the you know, put a dollar down, to share it, to buy, whatever it is.
If there's anything I've learned, this is one quote that my coach, Kevin Jackson, used to always tell me, my football coach. Love you, by the way, Kevin Jackson. Peace, love, and positivity to you and your family. I love that the twins are growing up being amazing. You're an amazing parent. But he told me something this. Hard work beats talent when talent just doesn't work.
Man.
Hard work beats talent. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Hard work beats talent when talent just doesn't work. And what that means is, me personally, I'm surrounding myself with artists. I do music. I'm in the music space. And again, with my dancing, I do popular sounds with artists from that are known, unknown, and people within my community. You feel me? Like, I know a handful of people right now that I see on a regular basis that their music is either okay or I don't mess with. There's only three people that I have music that is great, that are talented, and I know for a fact they will make it. This one artist is named Armand Wilkes. There's another artist named Jazz Gently. There's another producer that goes by the name of B-Wee. He doesn't rap, but he slides on beats. You feel me? And they're all greatly talented. But here's the thing. B-Wee worked his butt off to get where he is now, so his sound sounds great. Hesh studied the game since he's been in music, since he's been a child. Armand is talented and gifted as an artist and as a pensmith. I've sat in a studio with them for hours on end. They've even asked my opinion. Again, I'm not an artist. I can write music. I can compose music. I could rap. I could freestyle. But that's not, you know, that's not me. That's their thing. That's what they do. And I will support them because, one, it sounds appealing to my ears. It sounds like it needs to be more than just on the radio. It sounds like it needs to be streamed because they put the work in.
Yes, and because you can see the work, does that make you want to invest it?
Yes, would invest when it comes to their videos. Anything they put on, I will like it, retweet it. I don't care if it's something I've retweeted for the last 6-7 months. They're still dropping. I'm still going to repost that shit.
And yet, for some reason, though, we still have like people, some family and friends who can see you actively writing the script, talk about the book, you know, sharing stuff, making the skits, promoting the skits, paying for the skits, doing
X, Y, and Z.
X, Y, and Z. And yet, like, I don't know, dude. And it just seems like people will always enjoy your craft until they have to pay for it.
I mean, yeah. There's again, I've been around these three individuals that do music for a very long time, and I see the people that we all associate with, but yeah, I don't see them liking and commenting. Like, recently, Jazz Gently's song, Big Body, which is an amazing video. It has 20,000 views on YouTube. By the way, you guys should check that out. Jazz Gently, Big Body. He got his song played at the Bucks game a couple days ago. Like, that's very cold. The video's been out for a year now. I was invited to the video shoot. Thank you for making me part of that process. And I just loved it. He invited me to the video shoot. I love the process of just being there. And I just love watching him work, dog. Because I've been there seeing them work with the ups, the downs. Maybe they liked this track or they didn't like how this sounds. Or, like, again, as someone that's been in the studio with them, and I have a very high criteria when it comes to music because they put me on that type of criteria when it comes to certain music. I can't listen to everyone's music. But if I know for a fact you're trying, not even trying, but I know for a fact you're putting that grind in and you can take constructive criticism, right? And you stay consistent. Like, maybe every 6 weeks, for those who do music, every 6 weeks you're supposed to drop. Every 6 weeks. If you want to stay consistent and people need to see and know your face and know that you rap and all that good stuff, you need to drop every 6 weeks.
And so I want to ask you something too, something we talked in the last episode about cost. How much does it like truly cost you to invest in your friend's stuff?
I mean, honestly, it costs nothing.
Yeah.
To comment. But like, if I want your merch, I will literally go and buy your merch.
Yeah.
A personal friend of mine, I live right next door. He's an amazing piercer with his own piercing business. I have 3 of his shirts, 2 of his hoodies, from his prototype to his very finite, even his stickers. I have them. I paid real money real money to support him because I believe in his dream and he's actively still pushing.
And by you doing that, right? Mm-hmm. By you buying the stickers, the shirts, and all of that, that motivates him to want to make better stuff because, or make better, more, or higher quality, or what have you, right? X, mm-hmm. Y, and Z. You end up creating, you end up influencing someone to create better content, better materials, and so on, because it's one thing, you know, when a stranger says, like, hey, I really like your stuff, like, oh, thank you, you know, whether it's a mutual on your social media, like, okay, get this person who I like, and they like me back, and we might DM once in a while, or,
yeah.
Or like, you know, thank you, it's like, you know, stranger I'll never meet, but then when it's like someone, like, you know, like, if you were to, like, you know, like, if you read my book, said, bro, this shit's amazing, I really love this. It hits different.
It does hit different. Like, your book, Red Moon, I liked it, but it was okay. Mm-hmm. You know, Billy Wolf, pretty decent. Wolves of the Black Fur, pretty good. Mm-hmm. But the new one you dropped, Hunter Slayer, a.k.a. check that out at purelywishfulthinking.com. I love it. I love that fucking book. I'm buying a physical copy again. I'm buying two copies. One to frame so you can sign it, and another one to actually physically read so I can, you know, bend it and make it all weird looking. Mm-hmm. But again, I watched your process. Not even as my business partner, but as my friend that was actually passionate about this, that put that work in every single day, invested into cameras, invested into foam for our podcast, into this laptop, into these microphones. We did it together, but I saw you put that work in every single day and you didn't stop. You have days where you didn't want to write. You had days where you didn't want to try. You had days where you're like, I don't really want to be on TikTok or be with the social medias, but because I'm your friend and I knew for a fact that people need to see you and need to just see your face in order to get your book out there. People need to see you, dog. I know you don't fuck with the internet like that. I know you are very, and I know you're an introvert in real life. I know that about you. Uh-huh. But if I want you to pursue that, and I want you to be great, I'm gonna push you to be uncomfortable, dog. I have to, because if I don't love you, then that means I don't care. And I had to come to that conclusion that, hey, even if I love you and I want this for you, I can't force you to do it. I can't force you to want to put your music out. I can't force you to want to make music videos. I can't force you to do this, that, and a third. The only thing I can do is sit on the sideline and just be a good cheerleader and just hold up a sign. Either I can sit here and support you, or I can just leave the venue and just go do my own thing.
But it's you showing up with that metaphoric sign that lets me know, like, hey, there's someone out there at who I can not just see a video, it's like, oh, cool, see the video, but like someone who I can see in my day-to-day who says, like, I fucks with that. Same with so many videos that you have. They're, bro, again, not just the ones that got reposted, but, right. Like, I actively, like when I'm having, like, kind of slow days, bad days, I'll go on to the YouTube, watch your videos, and just watch them all. Like, my favorite one to this day, well, actually, I have it saved in my phone, is that Scuba Steve one. I get such an obnoxious laugh. Cause it's so, I saw a show at work. They were laughing, and thank then you. The other one where you had like the Nerf gun and like the dude was like that kid over there, yeah. And you shoot him, he's like, he's my son. Don't kill him. And you're like, your character already shot him, and he turned the gun on himself. I'm like, that's hilarious. That's a whole skit, man. Like a whole ass. Like if you want to write a script for that, that's a whole skit right there. It's potential. It's funny. But like even for the format it was such like you went through everything. You went through so many like tension, emotion, the range, the oh shit, I killed the wrong guy, and then ended with the it's so much compacted in such a short period of time, and I'm like it, follow that. Not just because of my boy, but like even if I didn't know you, I'm like, that's funny. I'm gonna like that shit. And I'm going to come back to that. It's on my like list. I can show you right now. That is good. I love it, man. Every time.
I appreciate that so much, dog. For real, for real. I really do. Thank you, man. Thank you.
I even have your viral one saved on both my TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. No, YouTube.
Thank you, man. I didn't even know all that. I really didn't know that, but you saying that to me, just literally after we get done with this podcast, I'm going home making at least like 6-7 skits. I don't care if they're good, bad. I'm gonna make more skits but today.
It's the showing up for your friend, your relative that really helps boost up others, you know?
Right.
And you know,
there is something else I want to throw in there. It's not even when you support them. When you support somebody, guys, I need you guys to have this mindset that you support them because you really want them to win, mm-hmm. not because you're gonna get something out of the equation. Mm-hmm.
Or and also too, I want to also throw something back too.
Yes.
Just because they're your friend, they're your partner, they're your family, you should always be willing to support them. But if they're not, but if you see they're not, like you said, putting the work or trying to expand or grow, you need to either talk to them and say, hey, look, I want to be here for you. I want to see you rise and shine. But if you aren't, but I see that you're becoming stagnant. You're just kind of settling for this. If this is it, I'm going to be telling you, like, look, I might not be here long. I'm going to love you. I want you to win. But this is not the winning moves that you should be doing.
Fucking bars. Give me that. Give me that. Fuck is you talking about, dog? That's bars. Like, that's love right there.
You know what? Don't support me just because. Support me because you
love me. Bars. Give me some. What the fuck is you talking about? Keep talk to him. Talk to the wordsmith. Let them know what the fuck it is. What are you talking about, boss?
Man, I'm just saying. Listen.
I don't know what's going on, but I'm telling you, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling this episode today. We feeling it. We in the zone. In it.
Hey, man, listen. Even when it comes to, I want to stray just a little bit too, if that's okay. Uh-huh. Because I partially wanted me to talk about this in the last episode, but we would just ran over our time.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say this for this episode is, you know, when it comes to finding your niche also,
mm-hmm.
like, don't do something just because everyone else can do it. Like, and I'm, you know, I might, you know, talk about this for a second,
mm-hmm.
is everyone, friends have great conversations. Friends mm-hmm. have cool things and they're funny. Doesn't that mean everyone should have a podcast?
Listen,
I want to say this really, thank really fast.
Fucking God, somebody fucking said it. Fucking said it.
Bro, I can't stand. I just got to say this. I got to really. I know, like, we're talking about, like, you know, like, but listen, okay?
I was talking about this podcast specifically
because sometimes I'm getting to the point that when you start making licenses to get a mic and an interface and a means to record, because, like, I saw a men's podcast, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, listen. Mm-hmm. Now, it really hurts my soul as a man when I see another man do this stuff where, like, this guy was, like it was these two guys talking about, like, you know, showing up for your partner, right? Which, mm-hmm. which can, you know, coincide with showing up for your, you know, family, friends, ventures,
right? Right. He's married. I'm single. So showing up. He knows about this.
Said, like, oh, like, you know, like, how do we, this guy said to him, how do you show up for your partner? He's like, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. Here's what I do. So I text my girl every day a heart, right? A blue heart. And then every day I add an extra heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And said, huh. And that's what I was doing for her. I was, like, showing up by texting her an extra heart. And I got up to 36 days. That's 36 hearts, man. And I kind of slipped. But listen, I'm doing my thing. I'm showing up. And I'm just like...
Can I offer a little perspective? I know. I can see it on your face. Again, this is a video podcast. Also, guys, it will be available on YouTube and PW and purelywishfulthinking.com. How is that showing up if you're just texting them? How is that showing up? What about afternoon or, you know, like late at night, you know, because people...
Can I come by and pick you up for lunch? Mm-hmm. On me. I'm out. Do you want me to get you something from the store?
Or, hey, I got this candy. Would you like this? Or okay. If you not like this?
Like, hey, look, I saw these cool chocolate things you like. You know, they're on sale. Do you want me to get you some? I know you had a long day.
Or just buy her a single rose.
Hey, that wine you like.
Yeah.
Let me get that for you. I'm already at the grocery store.
Ah, dude. Or if not, just go outside in your local garden and pick a flower, dog. It's the thought that counts, dog. You don't have to get a bouquet of flowers. Here's the things, guys. If I've learned anything about just being a man, it's the thought that fucking counts. Do not let this social media bullshit fool you into thinking you have to do X, Y, and Z to keep your partner.
You
no.
can't. You don't have to bring everyone a star or the moon or a fucking moonstone. Or you don't gotta have...
Moonstone.
Listen, you don't have to bring all the infinity stones to show your partner you care. Here's what you do. And again, that's for another podcast.
Yep.
But listen, when I say pay the fuck attention, when I say listen, because your partner will low-key tell you shit they like.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, dude. Oh,
my
dude.
My wife loves books. I don't know all the books she wants, but you know what I can do?
What?
His $50 gift card to Barnes & Noble.
Oh. And what's also in Barnes & Noble? Starbucks, right? You know what she can do with that? She could not only get 2-3 books, maybe 4 or 5, and get her a coffee. And maybe a scone. I've had scones. They bomb as fuck. But a scone with a book and a quiet place to read? Fuck is you talking about? I'll take that over the club any motherfucking day. Fuck is you talking about, folks?
I'm going to reel us back
in. Right, reel back in. Let's reel back in, guys.
Yeah. Not everyone should have a podcast.
Please stop.
Not every podcast should be about men shitting on women or women shitting on men. I'm tired of seeing that, bro. There's
Do you know I've been watching some D&D podcasts and some comic book recommendation podcasts? I'm like, this
is sustenance.
Yes.
Juicy.
Like, I have a whole bunch. You see my little thing I'm trying to build up now?
Yes.
Like, it's because of that.
Then again, investing in.
I like that.
Investing into my mutual stuff, and tell them I fuck with their shit, makes them want to reckon. Like some of them are even like looking at more indie stuff to say, oh, you know what? Let me find some low key indie comic book makers.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is one dude, black comic book creator. I have his stuff saved, but. Good shit. I want to get it.
Mm-hmm. And same with your friend. When you see them making jewelry, clothes, music, art,
photography, you name it, whatever.
It takes nothing to say, hey, you know, I really like this photo you took. I want to buy that.
Yep.
Oh, you're free. Nah, I want to buy it. I want to talk about it and share it.
Mm-hmm.
Your book. I want to read it. Mm-hmm. But again, it's also, but as long as you are investing, but also offering criticism to say, hey, man, look, the book was good. Couple typos, work on that, and just you know, too many POVs,
right? Or like next time. Right, or people that, you know, they're here in Racine, Wisconsin. Guys, by the way, we're in the Midwest where we record these podcasts. I'll listen to your music. Instead of just going on Submit Hub and listening to thousands upon thousands of people sending me their stuff and just, you know, giving them constructive criticism, there's people here that I'm just like, bro, you've only put out one song and it's been 5 years. I still have that song on my playlist, and I still play it.
You're not Jay Electronica.
You're not Jay Electronica, bro, but I need some more, dog. Like, I need more. I love you because, one, you are a mutual. Two, I see the craft, and the talent is there. But I can't support you if you don't put out more. I'm going to have to unsubscribe. I'm going to have to unfollow. I'm going to have to remove it from my playlist. Instead of getting 100-something plays that you know for a fact, or 365 plays within your first year because it's all coming from one person, from one device, I can't do nothing for you, dog. If I don't get more, bro. I know your song forward and backwards to the point I damn near feel like I wrote the song with you. Damn near, like, I love it. Give me more.
Yes.
I need more. I'm like a fiend. I'm fiending, dog. No Travis Scott.
But yeah, that like.
I know. You just try to get it out.
I just want people to know, like, investing in your friends and family is important because they can, because like that's someone who sees you actively reaching out to them. Not through, like, the digital world, but in the physical. Someone said, I like it, you know?
I'm glad that you said that.
Like, that little interaction of, like, Jay.
Yes.
I like that video.
Thank you.
And then that's just it. And you're like, dude sat down, went to YouTube, used some of his data, hit play, and watched it all the way through. Doesn't matter if the video was 30 seconds, 30 minutes. He sat there on... He could have done anything in 30 seconds or 30 minutes. And yet he sat there and watched a whole bunch of videos and liked them.
Yeah. 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 Fuck you talking about? Actually, you know what? Here's where people don't understand it. When you actually invest into the people that invest... that when you invest into your friends, your families, they will turn around and invest into you. Or if not, a blessing... a business relationship will form itself and come your way. You know why? I'll just throw this out there. There's a mutual friend that that I have been just recently investing in named Catino, right? He's a Florida-based rapper, but he lives in Atlanta. Shout out Playhouse. Shout out Catino. And last year, he invited me to South by Southwest. For those who don't know what that is, that's a music festival for the little baby, Travis Scott. If you know as an artist, you go there so you can be seen and people can hear you. This man... just because off the good faith of Mahesh and Biwi, just for me just sitting there and being in the studio and just letting them know I like this, I don't like this, I fuck with this, I formed a relationship with an artist that invited me to South by Southwest. He wants me to be around. He wants me to be around him and his people. He wants me to be around him and his family.
And that allows you to, and that helps you out. Now, again, just like you said, don't always help looking for transaction, like have it be transactional, let it be real.
Right.
Because people will sense that realness. And that will come back as a blessing.
And I have a majority of his discography in my Spotify. And now I'm going back to South by Southwest again this year, next month. And guess what? Hopefully, if it's in the cards, hopefully next year I go again. Mm-hmm. But it's just a simple fact. This artist that has never seen me and just only seen my videos online, my friends literally pointed his eyes in my direction. They didn't have to do that. They know I don't rap. They know I just do comedy stuff. They know I like my anime and I do my nerd shit. I'm a black nerd, folks. He is from Florida. He a real nigga. He's a real nigga. He's a father and a man first, but he's a real nigga. And he put his eyes to be like, you know what? I fuck with you, dog. You're actually, I fuck with your energy. I fuck with your vibe. Mm-hmm. And again, for someone like me, my world is very black and white with a hint of gray, and I walk the middle path between both. For someone like me, that's big. Mm-hmm. That's a great business relationship. That's a great friendship. But it's overall, I didn't think someone like him would actually watch someone like me or think someone like me would ever exist. Mm-hmm. Because it's just, I'm thinking small-minded. I'm not going to lie. That's very small-minded thinking, but it's just not like.
It's small-minded. It's because what you did was so genuine that you're not, that you took that time for them. You know, like, you know what? This guy's got talent. Let me, see if I can throw some of y'all good words, some criticism, some critiques, make them better. Because it was genuine. You weren't looking for something. It's like, I like what he's doing. Mm-hmm. She's doing whoever was doing. Mm-hmm. How can I be a part of it in a way to where they get better? And that's just it.
Right. Last podcast, I had his hat on. Nobody knows. Nobody in the industry has that hat and logo. Only specifically, that's his logo for him and his brand. I rock his hats, his shirts, because I fuck with him. Mm-hmm. Period, point blank. I don't want shit in return. This isn't about money. This isn't about fame. This isn't about people seeing me. I fuck with you because you make great quality fucking music, way better than the people that are on the radio right now. Mm-hmm. And I want to see you motherfucking win.
And that should be what it should be when it comes to this, is you want to see your people win, whether it's people that look like you, people that you live with, people that you were raised with, people that you are friends with, or friends who damn near become your family, mm-hmm. and you want them to succeed. So what do? You invest in them. You don't want, by whether it's some of your time, your criticism, some mm-hmm. of your money mm-hmm. once in a while, can't hurt. We're already spending money on both of us. Fucking matter.
You're already spending money on a celebrity and a brand that don't fuck with us as a people, and that you will never fucking meet. You might as well invest that money into someone that's literally down the street that can actually
fuck with you on the daily. He's like, hey bro, you need to ride to work? I got you. Don't worry about gas. That's someone who you should be investing in.
Right. That's who you should be investing in. That is who you should be fucking with, dog. Mm-hmm. For real.
You know what?
What?
It's a good place to leave it on.
Hell yeah. Right. Fuck yeah, man. I have nothing else to say at all. Uh-huh. This has been the Unapologetically Loud Podcast with your boy JSkills19 and LT Shaw, the motherfucking writer. If it ain't got a one night, it ain't mine.
And of course, your friendly neighborhood wordsmith. And you know what? We forgot to do this for the last episode, but where can I find you?
Oh, find me on all social medias at JSkills1919. Literally, JAYSKILLZ, the number one, the number nine. Simple. Where can I find you at, my guy?
I suck at remembering all my handles, so you can go on purelywishfulthinking.com, go to the About page, and I just put all my links in there, because I am not good at most things internet. So that's been me. That's been him.
Yeah.
We're us. And we are the Unapologetically Loud Podcast.
We will see you guys in the next episode. Peace, love. See ya. On Fun M! On Fun M!